Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So there's a couple of different headlines that you need to know about right now that are incredibly important to your pocketbook. And they all involve oil and gas, and they all involve Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and communist China. Now, I mentioned to you yesterday that the top oversight Republican in Congress is now demanding testimony and demanding documents from the Biden administration officials on why they sold our strategic petroleum reserves, our oil reserves, which are supposed to be reserved for national security issues, to Chinese communist government, specifically to a Hunter Biden-linked Chinese communist firm. Now, all of this has come out in the last several days. But we're seeing more into the details of this deal. We sent 1 million barrels of American oil that was supposed to be released to the American people to lower the price of oil and gas. It actually went to a company that Hunter Biden has financial interest in communist China. House Oversight and Reform Ranking Member James Comer has now said that when Republicans take control of the House, hopefully after the midterm elections, they will investigate the reports that Joe Biden sold nearly 1 million barrels from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserves to the Chinese state-owned gas company that has financial ties to a private equity firm co-founded by Hunter Biden. Now, this isn't just a little bit of money, by the way, that Hunter Biden has involved in this deal. Biden is connected to Sinopec through his partner group. It's a private equity firm that he co-founded in 2013 to funnel money to the Biden crime family from all over the world, from bad actors. How do we know this? Well, we know that his financial transactions have now been flagged more than 150 times for suspicious and illegal activity by the banks. Clearly, he knew he could keep doing it because no one stopped him. He was told, keep bringing in the money from bad actors, bad states, rogue states, and anyone else you want to, including Russian oligarchs, Burisma, and China. This firm that Hunter Biden's involved in didn't just buy a little bit. They bought a lot. In fact, they spent $1.7 billion in investing in Cinepec Marketing in 2015. Biden at one point owned a 10% stake, we know, in the partnership through his LLC. So 10% of $1.7 billion invested, what's that worth? You get my point. And this is exactly why you would send 1 million barrels of oil to the company that you have a financial stake in when your dad's the one releasing the oil. Now, before I get into any more of the insanity of these people on the left, I want to tell you real quick about legacy precious metals. You know what's happening with inflation. You know what's happening with people now talking about the idea of recession. You know what's happening with supply chain issues. And you know what's been happening with your retirement account. If you are not diversified with part of your financial strategy involving precious metals, now is the time to call the people that I use and trust, Legacy Precious Metals. You can get the free investor's guide on gold and silver, precious metal investing, and how to diversify your portfolio. We have seen that they want to raise taxes. We are seeing a skyrocketing of our national debt. And if your retirement is in only investments that are directly connected to the market, you need to take a look at Legacy Precious Metals. Call and get the free investor's guide right now from them. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218 or online at Legacy PM Investments. That's legacypminvestments.com. Now, Comer, the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, has said that he plans to not only investigate the reports that Biden sold oil directly linked to the Hunter Biden firm, but he also said from day one, the Biden administration has waged a war against American energy producers. He said it started with the cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline. And he's right. Remember, when Joe Biden ran for president, he said, I'm going to get rid of all this, you know, all this evil energy that Trump has done, and I'm going to start and go back to green alternative energy. The same thing he did when he was involved in the Biden administration or the Obama administration when he was the vice president for 8 years. Remember Solyndra and all the failed deals that spent hundreds of millions and billions of our dollars and never worked out, but they got their friends rich. They got their friends paid in the Liberal Party. They took your money. They funneled it to their friends, the same people that gave the money back to them in the form of donations. So not only did he start with the Keystone XL pipeline, and he's continued with their push to implement the Radical Green New Deal, which is a religion to them. It is. It's a green religion. You must submit to it. And if you don't, there will be hell to pay. The recent decision to remove oil from this strategic petroleum reserve didn't just fail to lower gas prices. It has now left Americans vulnerable to unstable oil markets created by this administration, the Biden administration. In fact, the Department of Energy is operating behind closed doors and has left the Americans in the dark, he said. And under no circumstances should President Biden be providing our oil reserves to hostile foreign adversaries or Chinese firms linked directly to his son, Hunter Biden. He said it's critical for the Energy Secretary Granholm to stop dodging congressional inquiries and testify before the Oversight Committee about how the hell any of this was even allowed to happen. Now, I set the stage with that because there's a new warning that's come out, and it totally makes sense if you understand this. There's a new warning that happened, and that is coming from the World Economic Forum. Many people talk about this as part of a new world order. The World Economic Forum has now said that, quote, gas prices must go even higher, not lower, but higher, to save democracy. Yeah, the WEF. And pay attention, because this may sound boring because of the boring name, the World Economic Forum, and it's not. That's what you need to understand. The World Economic Forum has released a position paper to literally link two global crises to one another. They claim that these global crises, climate change and the decline of democracy, are directly linked to one another. And they say that the only way to fight the decline of democracy is if consumers stop burning and buying coal, oil, and gas and switch to renewable energies. This is how psychotic these people actually are. The World Economic Forum says that gas prices must go higher to save your democracy, and that's what you'll get in return for paying the higher prices. Linking two things that have nothing to do with one another, climate change and the decline of democracy, to one another. This WEEF paper argues that for the past 15 years, democracy has been in decline worldwide. And they say that for you to protect it and to promote freedom, for you to get your freedom, that you must strengthen your economies and safeguard liberty by going to green energy. This is not a joke. It goes on to say ignoring progress towards a, quote, low carbon economy could put democracies in greater economic peril, not less. So by raising the prices that you can't afford and by putting the people of any population in the world at risk of floundering, right, at risk of economic peril, of losing jobs and people getting laid off and economies stalling out and people not being able to afford basic necessities. They say that somehow that's actually a good thing and will give you more of your freedom and democracy, not less. They also repeated this while demanding a broader environmental activist group. And they said it's time for you to demand that companies stop investing, quote unquote, in fossil fuels. Now, activists are now pressuring banks to stop investing in fossil fuels in the name of stopping climate change as gas prices soar, and saying that top banks shouldn't allow for oil producers, coal producers to even bank at their banks. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has brought renewed focus, they say, on the economic weakness, the WEF says. What is the answer for the U.S. and Europe? Pricing the alternatives to green energy out of the market. And this goes back to exactly what Barack Obama's oil advisor had to say. He said that we needed the price of oil and gas, coal, and these fossil fuels to go to a point where they were no longer sustainable. Then we could usher in green alternative energy. He said we needed, and this was back when, I mean, this is what, 10 years ago now. He said that we needed gas prices to go to what the levels were in Europe and America for us to switch to green alternative energy. Now, at the time, that would have been $5, $6, $7 a gallon gas. So now that's clearly got to be $8, $9, $10 a gallon if you bring in inflation. And they're saying that because Russia invaded Ukraine, that this is proof that you need to get on with green energy and get out of the market of fossil fuels. In their paper, they actually write, quote, first, leading democracies should agree to end the underpricing of fossil fuels, which is the principal factor preventing a clean energy transition. The underpricing associated with producing and burning coal, oil, and gas amounts to $5.9 trillion in economic costs in 2020, they said. Nearly a quarter of these losses, $1.25 trillion, occurred in 48 major and small democracies. In other words, you guys need to stop burning this stuff, and then we'll give you your democracies if you stop burning this stuff. I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. Now, what they just said comes as two things have just happened. One, fire departments are now warning people in rural areas to be careful about charging their electric vehicles because it takes 10 times more water to fight an electric vehicle fire than a normal fire of a car that has gasoline in it. And they're saying they're running out of the resources to fight these electric car fires. Isn't that interesting?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No.
We didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
And then
you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
So fire departments are saying, hey, it takes 10% more, or it takes 10 times more water to fight an electric car vehicle. And they're telling people in rural areas, be careful with electric vehicles because we may not be able to put out the fire. Why? Because they're running out of resources to fight these electric car fires. Now, if you take a step back from that and you just think about everything I just told you, don't you find it the height of hypocrisy from Joe Biden and the Biden administration and the World Economic Forum that they're demanding you pay higher prices on purpose so that then you will get into green energy while they actually invested in the fossil fuels to get rich that they're demanding you no longer use? Hunter Biden and his firm put over $1 billion into a communist Chinese company that produces fossil fuels. We're talking about oil. We're talking about an oil company. They're not making windmills, folks. And so while they tell you that you cannot do this, you have a president whose family is invested in fossil fuels. Why is no one in the media bringing that up? Why isn't somebody at the White House press getting in the face of the president or in the face of the White House press secretary and saying, how can you expect Americans to pay these high prices when you guys have been profiting from this? Your son's biggest investment of his entire career, your family's biggest investment, the Biden's biggest investment as a family was into oil and gas. But you're now saying that the only way I get my democracy back, right? The World Economic Forum releases position paper saying that there is a link between global climate change crisis, and the decline of democracy. And the only way I get to keep my democracy is if I do it in exchange for green renewable energies by stopping the burning of coal, oil, and gas. Why isn't anyone getting in the face of the president and saying, dude, the Biden family, in the history of the Biden family, y'all's biggest investment as a family, $1 billion+, is not in green alternative energy. It's in oil and gas that you guys got rich off of with this deal to China, which you're still financially benefiting from, and you're selling our petroleum to China. You think China's burning this crap responsibly? Come on. You think they're refining? I mean, you want to talk about levels of evil, all right? And I say I'm using the liberal green religion for a moment. Who's more responsible at refining oil? The United States of America and our policies because of all the psychotic, regulations of our government or China? Which one do you think is polluting more while creating and refining oil and gas? It's China. They don't give a crap. You can't even see in some of the cities in China. You can't go outside without masks on, not because of COVID, but because of pollution in the air. They don't care about pollution in China. And that's where the Biden crime family invested. They invested it all in China. They didn't invest $1.7 billion in green alternative energy in America or anywhere else in the world. They didn't invest in it because they know it's unsustainable. They know it's unrealistic. In other words, they know it's a bad investment. So they'll take your tax dollars and invest in it, but their private dollars and their private equity firms that the Biden crime family has their money in went to the biggest polluters in the world, China, and said, we want to invest $1.7 billion in a communist Chinese oil company. And then when I become president, I'm going to send you oil from our strategic oil reserves while I get on a plane and go to Saudi Arabia and beg them to produce more oil, while I stare at you and tell you, the American people, that you must give up your energy independence for your democracy. And if you don't give up your fossil fuels, you will have no more democracy. Now, while all this is happening, let's talk about the real world right now. As the president is refusing to actually do what he's investing in China, right? I mean, what the Biden family's investing in China, they refuse to allow you the ability to do it in America, which is refine and produce oil in America. We are now more dependent on dictators and tyrants and making them rich around the world. That's why he's having to go to Saudi Arabia and beg for more oil production. But this is all being done on purpose. This isn't, he's not stupid. They're doing this by design, folks. Let's just talk about the economics of this China deal again. If you've got a 10% stake in this private equity firm that's got over $1 billion invested in this Chinese communist government oil and gas company, owned solely by the Chinese communist government, and you're the Biden family, and prices are skyrocketing, do you make more money or less money? You make more money. And then if you can funnel money to or oil to that company, are you making more money or less money? You're making more money. That's called whoring out. This is what dictators and tyrants do. This is exactly what you expect from a guy like Chavez in Venezuela or the Castro family or Saddam Hussein, right? This is exactly what you would expect from these types of leaders. This is what Gaddafi did, except we're doing it in the Biden family in America.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Russian pipeline shut down for annual maintenance. Now it goes to Germany, and Germany is now worried it will never get this pipeline turned back on. If you want to know what being held hostage feels like, what they're creating, the Biden administration and others who are anti-oil and gas while actually being invested in it, as I just told you about the Bidens, their biggest investments in oil and gas in one of the dirtiest places on earth, China, where they don't care about pollution. They don't care about fossil fuels and polluting the earth. They don't care about refining in a responsible way. The people that have made the Bidens' biggest investment is in oil and gas, but they want you to suck it up and deal with high oil and gas costs while they make money. And they tell you that it's Green New Deal or else. They're also making sure that you're held hostage. They're playing into Russia's hands and dictators around the world. This Russian gas pipeline has been shut down for, quote, annual maintenance, and Germany is now fearing that it may never be turned on again. This major gas pipeline from Russia to Germany was shutting down for annual maintenance on Monday amid German concerns that Russia may not resume the flow of gas as scheduled. The Nord Stream 1 pipeline, which we approved while shutting down the Keystone Pipeline America, that's what liberal Democrats and Joe Biden did. If you don't believe me, go back and check it. We're the ones that approved this crap. Said, yeah, go for it. This Nord Stream 1 pipeline, Germany's main source of Russian gas, is scheduled to be out of action until July the 21st for, quote, routine work. That the operator says includes testing of mechanical elements and automation systems, quote unquote. The operator said the gas flow was reduced progressively starting at 6 a.m., German news agencies have confirmed. German officials are suspicious, though, about Russia's intentions, particularly after Russia's Gazprom last month reduced the gas flow through the Nord Stream 1 by 60%. Gazprom cited, quote, technical problems involving a gas turbine powering a compressor station that partner Siemens Energy sent to Canada for maintenance and couldn't be returned because of sanctions imposed over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is their story. You can't make this up. Now, if you want to just remember who's totally vindicated over all of this, it's Donald Trump. The world hated Donald Trump, including the chancellor in Germany. But Donald Trump warned Germany and warned Germany to brace for chaotic conditions and said this was going to happen if you guys don't stop, if you don't start becoming energy independent. A potential cutting off of Russian gas would lead to recession and chaotic conditions is now what German officials are warning. Well, guess who warned you this was going to happen? Former U.S. President Donald Trump warned that Germany's addiction to Russian gas would have extremely negative long-term consequences. He's now been proving not only right, but pathetic, really, with officials in the country now warning of chaotic conditions, which is exactly what he told you was going to happen, and severe economic recessions should they lose access to Moscow's supply of oil and gas. This is why you don't do deals with the devil. This is why you never become reliant on people. This is like Germany, or excuse me, like Russia or the Middle East. It's exactly why Donald Trump said we need to be energy independent. The warnings come as Germany starts to fret that when the Kremlin turns off gas to do their, quote, annual maintenance of the gas line between the two countries, Russian authorities will use technical problems as an excuse so as to not turn the supply back on again, and move that would quickly reportedly see the German economy tank by around 200 billion euros within 6 months. According to various European and German news sources, the country's officials are now firefighting regarding the possibility of worsening the already severe gas crisis, which has seen one major energy company enter existential financial difficulty. In response to financial problems such a loss of gas would cause, Politico is now reporting that the German government is now looking to pass emergency legislation imposing a financial levy on all energy companies, whether they are involved in Russian gas imports or not, to split the cost of rising prices and attempt to keep infrastructure afloat. Now, this is a suicide move, just so you know. And such a move would be, quote, an alternative to simply passing the cost of higher energy to the end user, a move that some of the industry warned would simply result in people being unable to pay their bills, subsequently causing local energy suppliers to then collapse in Germany. All of this, by the way, was warned by Donald Trump to Germany and the rest of the world. That could lead to chaotic conditions on the energy market, which would definitely get the entire energy industry in trouble and would endanger the security of supply from the ground up. That's what the general manager of the Association of Municipal Companies in Germany said in a local news report. Donald Trump said, don't rely on Russian oil. And the world mocked him. He said to Germany, you guys are way too dependent on Russian oil. Don't do this. And now look at where they are. 60% of the pipeline's already been shut off, and they're saying, oh, it's because of sanctions. So if you want that 60% back, right, when you're addicted to keeping the lights on, you're gonna, they own you. Russia is smart. They're not stupid. They understand this. And Donald Trump was right when he told Germany and warned Germany, and Germany mocked him. Because that's exactly what they did. They literally mocked him. They thought it was funny. They mocked him. They thought it was hilarious, folks. They thought it was one of the funniest things ever. Oh, Donald Trump telling us that we need to be careful and cautious of being reliant on German oil, on Russian oil. Oh, ha, ha, ha. We're not that. We've got this. We have a good relationship with him. Well, how's that working out for you? So back to the New World Order part of this that I was telling you about a moment ago. When the World Economic Forum says gas prices must go even higher to save your democracy and that's what you have to trade, you should be angry. Texas is now warning or being warned to conserve electricity as wind and energy falls short. That's right. Texas, the state, is now telling consumers to conserve electricity as wind energy is falling short. This stuff is not something you can rely on. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas has warned power consumers in Texas to do everything you can to conserve energy Monday afternoon and evening because there will not be enough wind power to operate the power grid reliably in peak demand. ERCOT tweeted out, please conserve energy between 2 and 8 o'clock Monday, July 11th. Though Texas is known for its role in the oil industry, it's also the nation's number one producer of wind energy. During a cold snap in the winter of 2021, however, wind turbines froze and many Texans found themselves without electricity. Now the scenario is likely to repeat itself due to high temperatures that are accompanied by the calm conditions. Quote, with extremely hot weather driving record power demand across Texas, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas is issuing a conservation appeal, asking Texans and Texas businesses to voluntarily conserve electricity Monday, July 11th between 2 and 8 o'clock. It also issued a watch for a projected reserve capacity shortage from 2 to 8 p.m. at this time. No system-wide outages are expected. Factors driving the need for the important action by customers. Record high electric demand, the heat wave, has settled on Texas and much of the central United States is driving increased electricity use. Other grid operators are operating under similar conservative operation programs as we are due to the heat wave. And then low wind. Quote, while solar power is generally reaching near full generation capacity, wind generation is currently generating significantly less than what it has historically generated in this time period. Current projections show wind generation coming in less than 10% of its capacity. So the failure of the wind power during peak demand is happening as President Joe Biden and other world leaders are demanding that you give up more of your fossil fuels in favor of renewable sources like wind and solar, and often without mentioning nuclear power, because you guessed it, they want you to be weak so they can be powerful. And if you think it's only happening in Texas, you're wrong. California Governor Gavin Newsom had to do the same thing recently, warning of a similar power shortage and saying it's time for us to sober up about the limits of wind and solar energy to power the electric grid. He said the fact that renewable energy sources had failed to provide enough power for the state to peak at peak demand and needed backup and insurance from other sources, meaning it would be fossil fuels. So what is our president doing? He's going cap in hand to Saudi Arabia this week to ask it to produce more oil after his administration has taken steps to reduce domestic oil and gas production on purpose. And now the New World Order is telling you that you're just going to have to suck it up. And if you want your democracies, then you need to get off oil and gas. If you want your democracies, then you're going to have to train it for green alternative energy, which isn't reliable, and many times during your life will just not be there when you need it the most. You understand all of this is to make you weak. Average U.S. gasoline prices, $4.86 a gallon. How much is that hurting Americans? A lot, and they're happy. This is what they wanted, folks. This was all done by design. None of this was done out of incompetency. This was all being done by design from the very beginning. And while you're suffering, Hunter Biden has his biggest investment of the Biden crime family in an oil and gas company that they say is evil, more than $1 billion, in a Chinese communist oil and gas company. An oil and gas company which they just sent 1 million barrels of oil to in China instead of keeping it in America. If you don't think that's an impeachable offense, you're an idiot. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.